Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
You're listening to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Hi, welcome in. Second hour, Issel and Louis taking you up until noon here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll lead straight into the V Show, and then, of course, you'll get first replay at 3 o'clock, local programming all day until 6 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out, making us part of your Monday. Reaction Monday here, of course, with the Kentucky Law. Second hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Delta Dental and DeltaDentalKY.com. Get those plans for yourself, your family, your employees. If you are a dentist, check out the Dentist Tools tab at the top of the page, DeltaDentalKY.com. But it is not why we're here, people. We are here so that a man in his basement in Denver can call someone a moron. And his name is Dan Issel. And he's presented by our friends at Buckler Farms, BucklerFarms.com. Delivery to your house. Fresh pork from Shelby County, fresh lamb from Shelby County delivered to your house. Get those bundles put together and have them delivered. BucklerFarms.com. Dan, who is your Monday morning moron?
Yeah, yes. Support the Bucklers. Young, hardworking farming couple. They deserve your support because they're doing a great job. The Monday morning moron this morning, Louis, is the University of Kentucky basketball coaching staff. And I think it kind of segues into what you were talking about before the break. And, you know, we've talked all year about making adjustments during the game. We've talked about being prepared. Who does the scouting report? Who prepares this team for the opponent that's coming up? And I'm not putting this all on Cal. Now, I don't know how much input Cal allows from his assistant coaches. I've been to practice, and I know they don't get to talk while the scrimmaging is going on. I don't know if they get to talk at halftime, if they get to talk pregame. But we've got four guys sitting over there that make almost $3 million a year. And they've got to do better than what they're doing. And I look at yesterday's game, and they come out, as I said earlier, they seem to have a good defensive game plan. They hold Kansas State to 29 points in the first half. And in the second half, that all goes away. And I think sometimes they fool these kids into thinking they're playing hard when they're really not playing. And why an assistant coach could sit over there and watch this defense go right back into what it was almost all year long and not pointing it out, not making adjustments, not fixing it as the game goes along. I don't know why they're over there. I don't know why they're sitting there. What are they doing? And then you look at the offensive end, okay? A guy that makes nine baskets takes 11 shots. A guy that makes nine baskets takes 11 shots. And a guy takes 15 shots before he hits the first one. Now, I know they said, they told Reeves, keep shooting. You tell him to keep shooting if he misses four or five. When he misses eight or nine, you tell him to stop shooting. When the second half started, I looked over at Sherry and I said, they should give, nobody else on this team should shoot the ball until they come up with a way to stop Kaysen. He should have gone to the basket every single time. until they came up with a way to stop it. That's the way you coach basketball. If you've got an advantage, you take advantage of it until the other team makes an adjustment to stop it. The kid got 11 shots. 11 shots and makes 9 of them. And I don't know if basketball has passed Cal by. I don't know if he's reluctant. Not reluctant. If he's digging his heels in and he's not going to change the way that he coaches. But his assistants are doing him a terrible disservice because the way that they coached in the second half, you talk about the outcome being unacceptable. The way these assistant coaches coached the second half and helped these guys through that is totally unacceptable. And that's why the coaching staff at Kentucky is the Monday morning moron.
Let's go ahead and play the sound, Avery. Buckler Farms, bucklerfarms.com. No antibiotics, no growth hormones, none of that stuff. Just very good locally raised pork and lamb. If you're unfamiliar with lamb, go to their website and check out the list of vitamins and different things that are found in lamb that are not found in beef. And I think you'll be stunned to learn how much healthier it is to eat lamb than beef. It's a great option. I'm not saying you stop eating red meat or anything, but a good option over there. Pork and lamb delivered to your house. Once you add that delivery in, really is extraordinarily affordable. Bucklerfarms.com. So this is Calipari number 8. And trying to gas up Antonio is the line.
Just hope in the NCAA tournament you can go on a run. And I thought after the first game where we fought, and we didn't shoot it great, but I thought that was a good sign. And talking to friends of mine, they're like, you're due for a big shooting night. You guys are due. And, you know, I was trying to, as these two know, trying to build up Antonio for 2 days. Just, you're going to have a great game. You're going to shoot it. And then throughout the game, we just kept telling them what?
Keep shooting.
You know, and just wasn't that day for him. And it wasn't his fault. I mean, we had other guys not make any shots either. And so.
Did you hear the enthusiasm in the guys' voices having to answer that question?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's got to protect the kid. But, you know, and maybe it's because of what we said earlier. He's got no other options. I mean, who's he going to put in for him? But I'll tell you this, if Antonio Reeves is not making shots, he can't be on the floor, Louie, because he doesn't do anything else.
Correct, right.
He doesn't rebound. He doesn't defend. He doesn't do anything else. So if he's not making shots, he can't be in the game. And as I said in my soliloquy, you know, if he misses 4 or 5, I remember Frank Ramsey telling me that my rookie year. He said, and this is almost a direct quote, he said, you're a shooter. If you miss 4 or 5 in a row, you've got to think the next 4 or 5 are going in. But there's a big difference between being 0-4 and 0-5 and being 0-9 or 0-10. At that point, you just got to shut it down and say, you know, hopefully I'll have another opportunity sometimes. But, no, Cal's got to protect the kid. But, you know, on the biggest stage,
yep.
Antonio didn't deliver.
I don't know if you do this now that, you know, we've been doing this show. And you're watching games and you're thinking about how we're going to open the show the next day or what we're going to talk about the next day. When Kasem went on his run, when he started to take over, I thought, Dan and I are going to be right. This team goes as far as Kasem Wallace takes them. We said that in the fall. And then they took the ball out of his hands. And keep shooting, Antonio, keep shooting. And you can hear it in the voices of the guys on that dais. Shoot. Keep shooting. And nobody wanted that to keep happening. If you're on the floor, you can see it. You know when guys are forcing shots. And I that part is really disappointing. Can you play the player sound, the very bottom one here, Livingston and Wallace reflecting on the season? This is the other thing that would bother me as a UK fan. This sound.
Like Coach said, this group has been through a lot. It was definitely like a journey of ups and downs. We fought with each other. We learned a lot of things about each other, learned about each other as a group and as individuals. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it was just a lot, but I wish we could have continued our season on today. But I feel like we had a lot of things to be proud about, you know, looking back on this season for sure.
Kason?
I loved every moment of this year. I mean, getting to know each one of these players, not even as players but as men, and growing a bond with them, even with Coach and the staff. I mean, I made some lifelong friends here.
Most definitely.
So there were reports and different things, you know, rumors and whatever, that this locker room got clicky with older guys and younger guys. I think, Dan, that happens in every locker room.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a little overblown when you hear that conversation. The Kason sound there, Livingston just sounds like a guy who lost a game who didn't want to lose a game, right? That's fine. Like I understand. Kason, though, is it interesting to you that there's no mention of Kentucky, there's no mention of coaches, there's just mention of the other guys?
Well, the reason is, I mean, if you look at this roster, that and you start giving percentages on if they return, Kason is zero.
Yeah, it's zero. That's right. Should be.
Yeah, you know, he's done. He wished they could have gone further. Maybe that was Livingston who said that. But, you know, he's one of these guys that Cal talks about. You know, he's on to the NBA, and if he plays like everybody thinks he can play, he'll be making, you know, $30 million a year, 4 or 5 seasons from now. So, you know, that's in the past. That's in the past. I'm sure that he, you know, that he mentally, the minute that final horn went off, maybe even before that, you know, he was out of Kentucky. So I can understand that reaction.
Yeah, it's people have to get used to the transactional nature of this, right? Where, you know, transfers are coming to your school because of NIL and then NBA. Freshmen are coming to your school to get to the NBA. This has been going on for a long time, I understand. But a guy like Kason Walls, who people really liked, he's a fine player. Excuse me. You know, it's – people have to get used to this because it was a transaction for him. I come to Kentucky. I play really well. I move on to the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. And do you agree with what I said in the moron section? How can a guy that makes 9 baskets only have 11 shots?
Yeah. Yes. That's the other stuff.
I mean, they should have just run it right down. It was obvious. It was obvious that Noel couldn't guard him. And, you know, and everybody plays defense like this. They'd rather give up a layup than have somebody throw the ball to their man for a 3-pointer when they're shooting, you know, 20% from the 3-point line. That's a part of the game that I will never understand. But, you know, they should not have run another play until Kansas State adjusted to that, to him taking the ball to the basket.
So the game was really close between Michigan State and Marquette coming down to the last 6 minutes. Michigan State went 2 for 16 from 3 yesterday. How many threes did they attempt in the last 6 minutes, Dan?
I'm guessing 0.
It was 1, and yeah. Joey Hauser made it, okay? So they took 1 3, and it was from his spot, you know, the one, you know how that is. Yep. It was from his spot. He was open. It was in rhythm, the whole thing.
Right in the corner in front of the bench.
That's exactly it. Yep. But that's his shot. That to me is almost like a layup, frankly, because it's percentage-wise, he just makes that shot all the time. Otherwise, what did they do? Hogard went to the basket. You know, Malik Hall took it inside. Obviously, Tyson Walker is moving inside. That's what they did. When it got to the time to win the game, they did the things that you have to do to win the game. Izzo made that adjustment. All of a sudden, he puts Matty Sissoko in a spot where he blocks 3 shots. 3 shots. Or was he credited 2 and one of them was considered a steal? I forget how it goes. But they moved the guys into position for that to happen. And you just didn't get that yesterday with Kentucky.
No.
And it's frustrating.
And you haven't gotten it all year.
Right.
You have not gotten it all year. I mean, you go all the way back to that Alabama game. And they just ran the high pick and roll again and again and again and again. And Kentucky made no adjustment.
Correct.
They didn't do anything to try to stop it. The whole game, And then afterwards, Oates says, you know, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty obvious to everybody that's what you were doing. How come there wasn't an adjustment to make it different?
That's what I'll remember about this year, is how much coaches just openly talked about out-scheming and out-playing Kentucky this year. That's what I'll remember about this team. Just an absolutely remarkable thing.
And like I said, I'm critical of the assistant coaches. Because, you know, they sit over there like bumps on a log and don't do anything. You know, maybe that's Cal's fault. I don't know. I don't know how much input they have. But certainly, I mean, one of them should have said, Cal, let's keep Kaysen going to the goal until they stop it.
What about next season gives you hope that they won't just run it back like this again?
Well, I mean, there's always hope. I know that people say that this class coming in is a down class, but you know when.
But they did what you're supposed to do. You go get the best players in whatever class it is. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. Yes,
exactly. And you know if they do in fact have four of the best 10 high school players in the country. You know, then it ought to be different. And they can go. Did you read Kyle Tucker's article this morning?
I did not.
Kyle had a great line. He said, with the transfer portal, he mentioned all of the high recruits that are coming in. And he said, with the transfer portal, you can easily go out and fix any problem that you have.
Mm.
If Cal can spot it.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, they'll go out. We'll see who they get back, who comes back. I don't know who on this team. And Ben wrote a great article, Ben Roberts at the Herald Leader, wrote a great article about who's coming back or who might come back. And I don't know. You know, who do you want back?
Right, that's part of it, right?
Yeah, who do you want back? I mean, you know, Livingston played okay yesterday, Louie, but he also took 13 shots to score 11 points.
Sure.
I mean, that's not efficient basketball.
We have seen guys, though, in the mold of Chris Livingston make the leap from freshman to sophomore, though, at UK before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he's a guy that you definitely
know. No, I agree.
Okay,
I hope he comes back. I don't know if the two guys, Thiero or Iansu, I don't know. I mean, they'll be back. I don't know if they make any contribution. But, you know, outside of Livingston, I mean, given the fact that you know Kaysen is gone, and the odds of Oscar coming back are very, very low, is there anybody else on this team that you would want back?
How much is he going to play a guy like Adu Thiero? How much, you know, I think a guy like Collins is gone, right?
I hope so for his sake.
Yeah.
It's been a terrible year, but I mean, he's lost. He looks like they put him out there, and again, you know, he gets 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Right.
What's he going to do? But he looks like he's never played a game of basketball before. And so I hope for his sake he goes someplace where he can become the player that everybody thought he was going to be coming out of Texas. It ain't here. I know that.
Do you think Toppin has played himself into a second round pick?
You know, I don't know. I would take him. I mean, you know, the chances of a second rounder making an NBA roster are very slim anyway.
I think I would take Toppin before I take Oscar in the NBA.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, and the draft that I saw, Livingston is toward the end of the second round. So I hope he doesn't do anything stupid and that he does come back. But that's you know, there's always hope. There's always hope that these freshmen will show up and be phenomenal. But
what about with like the what we just talked about, the in-game coaching, the adjustments, the lack of, frankly, what gives you hope that next year that this won't be run back, that this won't be, hey, we've got one game plan and that's that Antonio's going to score, so he's going to take 14 shots and miss all of them?
Nothing.
Okay. I mean, that's what's troubling, is the stubbornness of the game plan, whatever, or, you know, either inability or unwillingness to change during the game is a massive problem. And it has reared its ugly head twice now, against St. Peter's and then again this year against Kansas State. They should have won both games.
Yeah, but they didn't.
So. I agree with you.
Those are some things that you really, I think, in this off season, you have to really sit down and reflect. And you've got to be open. You've got to be open to change. I mean, the whole game is changing, and so you have to change. You have to change with it. And I think that's why, as you just said, you know, the majority of the people that are still coaching have never been to a Final Four.
All right. So if Cal needs to make these changes, and Dwayne Peavy is in Chicago, and Mike Pratt is no longer with us, who is the person at UK that's going to get to him?
Oh, I don't think anybody does.
This is where someone has to, and I don't know who it is. Someone's got to do something, because he's not going to listen to Barnhart.
No, if they had a better relationship, it would have to be Mitch.
Of course.
But he's not, you're absolutely right. He's not listening to a word that Mitch says. You know, and all the other people, I mean, in all of the other people he has on his staff in the basketball operations, they're all young guys. They're all in their 30s. You think a Hall of Fame coach is going to listen to anything? But you're right. Somebody has to say it. Somebody has to say the king has no clothes. But I don't know who's going to do that.
Do you think Pratt would have?
I think he would have listened to Mike.
Right.
I don't know that Mike would say it.
Okay.
But Mike's the one guy he would have listened to.
Yeah. Okay. The texter pointing out he also listened to Joby Hall when he was alive too. Do you want me to read a text where Cal is compared to Trump?
Sure.
All right. Oh, yeah. Texter, Cal is like Trump. He surrounds himself with yes men. That's why his coaching staff doesn't say anything. You're welcome. Texter, he listened to Joby Hall. Yeah, I think that's also true. But that's just tells you how long he's been there. And when I talked about, you know, early in the season and halfway through the season, the end of the empire with Cal, I mean, this is what happens. You get entrenched in things that you used to do that used to work. The game changes and you're entrenched in those. And while you don't have to change everything, you're a Hall of Famer for a reason. Right, but even a guy like Izzo is sitting on the sidelines shoving his fingers into his upper lip so that he shuts his mouth, right, and lets guys make a couple of mistakes on the floor before he would have just, I mean, it was a carousel of guys. And Cal just, I mean, some of those lineups yesterday, Dan, I mean, they're rolling and Lance Ware comes in.
He had no other choice. He couldn't play. First of all, a couple of them were in foul trouble, so he couldn't play everybody for 40 minutes. But that's what I said. He has, you know, he has no bench. Now, I mean, ever since CJ got hurt, he has zero bench. There's not one guy sitting over there that can help this team win a game. Not one.
So, Marquise Noel is a 5'8 kid from Harvard, or from Harlem, excuse me, Harvard. Got Princeton on the brain. Do you know his background?
I know, who was it, Roderick Rhodes, in some place in Kentucky that I never heard of, tried to develop one of these super basketball academies. And he was actually there for 1 year. And then there was some question about the legalities of what Rhodes was doing, and so that lasted a year. But I know he played high school basketball in Eastern Kentucky 1 year.
So Noel played at Arkansas Little Rock and then transferred to K-State, played at K-State last year, and then obviously they make the run this year. It's interesting the side-by-side because of what's happening with U of L recruiting. Everyone's getting very excited because former five stars are committing, and Dennis from the West Coast is committing, and they got a
Flower. I saw Flowers committed on Friday.
He's reclassing, so they're getting all these guys right, and it's Little Rock 5'8" guard Marcus Noel that runs all over Kentucky. Can you imagine if Kenny Payne tomorrow landed a 5'8" guard from Little Rock, what the reaction would be? And that just tells you, man. I mean, it is much more about fit and coaching and if the guys are dogs or not. Marquis Noel's just a dog in the best
I'll tell you what, if I was ever in a war, I'd want him in my foxhole. That's for sure.
It's an old cliche too, but those guards from New York, man, you just can't recreate it, whatever it is. I was laughing because, like, if Payne put up a 5'8" guard from Little Rock, I mean, Blank would just crush it, right? Streetle would have a field day. Guy just ran all over Kentucky. Man, oh, man.
He played, and that's what I said. There was, there was no adjustment on the defensive end either. That kid got wherever he wanted to go in the second half.
But if you're just joining us, you can go back and listen to us on the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com or on the app. Go find us there. We pointed out this is still a guards game. It is absolutely still a guards game. TJD, Oscar, Armando Baycott, Zach Edey, none of them made it to the Sweet 16. And so it's a get your guards together. And so that's, I think, the hope, Dan. I asked you about it. That's the hope for next year, is that Kentucky's got multiple good guards coming in, according to people who evaluate talent.
Yeah.
And that's the hope, is that you get back to running your team through the guards rather than through a big man like Oscar Tshiebwe. It just doesn't work in college. It's weird.
Not anymore.
Nope. Texter agreeing with me, it's not all about having five-star player coaching matters. You see it in this tournament as much as any that we've watched. Obviously, Izzo stands out as the elder statesman in this group, but Nate Oates is doing something. He's got dudes at Alabama, but he is putting all of those guys in the very best spots for them. Creighton, clearly McDermott really knows how to coach. Arkansas, even Musselman, it's more of a collection of talent than it is coaching, but at least, he got guys at every position. And frankly, now that their guards are healthy, they're playing a lot better. A lot better.
Yep.
And you saw Pitt come out of that 11 play-in game and win their game. I mean, Xavier, by the way, is another example. Xavier, those guards. I have Xavier in the Final Four, by the way, coming out of that group. And I feel really good about it after the second game. They had their oh-my-gosh game against Kennesaw State and then got the win. I'm actually starting to wonder, if I were a neutral observer, would I really be high on Michigan State because they played a crappy offensive game against Marquette and still,
and now, but,
still
but
won
But wait
the game.
A second. You talk about making adjustments, Lou.
Yeah.
Marquette came into the tournament with the reputation of being one of the best offensive teams in the country.
Sure. That was supposed to be a high-scoring game, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And look at the game plan that that Michigan State put together.
Yeah.
They shut it down. By the way, you mentioned just about every team that's still in the tournament.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
And you haven't. And you haven't mentioned the winner.
Gonzaga?
Nope.
Who does Dan think is going? Tennessee?
Nope.
All right, who does Dan think is winning the tournament here? It's not Kansas State. It's not Michigan State. It's not Tennessee. It is not Florida Atlantic. He does not think Princeton's winning.
You're on the wrong side.
Oh, okay. You got Texas winning the whole thing.
I have a team in Texas winning the whole thing.
Is it Houston?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, they look good yesterday, man.
in that second half, and I don't know how good Auburn is, but in that second half,
it's in Birmingham too.
It looked like the NBA playing against the junior varsity. I mean,
oh, Sasser's legit, man. He's a very good player.
Of all of the games I watched the last 4 days, that second half of the Houston-Auburn game was the most impressive basketball I saw.
Well, okay. Did you watch Alabama this weekend?
Yeah.
You thought Houston was better than Alabama this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Second hour of the show brought to you by Delta Dental.
And in my brackets, I have Texas beating Houston and going to the Final Four.
Mm.
I have Alabama in my bracket winning the whole thing.
Sure.
The most impressive team I saw was Houston.
Okay. Did you end up going to any of the games in Denver?
No.
What'd you do with your tickets?
I didn't have tickets. I thought I had tickets, but they fell through.
Oh.
I like those tickets with the holes in them, Lou.
No one loves free stuff more than Dan Issel. I will tell you. It's unbelievable. You are made for radio.
Do you know who was here in Denver for the games?
Oh.
LaFonso.
Oh, that's nice. And yeah, you didn't see him, did you?
Not in person. I saw saw him and Jen on TV. And then Saturday morning, he did the game day show from downtown Denver.
Got it.
So, I thought that was nice that ESPN, that he got to come and watch his son play.
There you go. All right, second hour of the show, Dan, brought to you by Delta Dental. Tell our friends about Delta Dental.
Yeah, the Delta Dental of Kentucky, they believe everyone deserves a healthy and happy smile. Whether you're looking for dental coverage for your employees or an individual or family policy, Delta Dental of Kentucky has you covered with a nationwide network of dentists. Plus, they offer Delta Vision, a comprehensive vision plan through VSP. Enrolling in a dental or vision plan is simple. You can call them at 1-800-955-2030, or you can always visit them online at ky.deltadental.com.
Welcome back to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Welcome back for the last segment of this Reaction Monday. We've spoken mostly about the UK and their loss to Kansas State. But Louis, a lot of good basketball to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right. A couple good texts coming down here. Kentucky fans. EPS job text line 437-9680. Kentucky fans don't need Delta Dental for the past few years. UK basketball has nothing to smile about. That's pretty good. U of L fan here. One ACC team in the Sweet 16. We talked about this earlier. Why should people be excited about the future of the ACC, Dan? And I was actually looking this up because I wanted to. And this guy points out a lack of quality head coaches. With the recent retirements, of course, Larrañaga was born in 1949. So he's getting up there as well. So what would you...
Hey, watch it. Watch it.
I don't watch nothing.
48 here.
What would you... Yeah, you're not roaming the sideline traveling an ACC schedule.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank goodness.
Oh, God. What would you say to that texter?
I'd be doing more than pressing my upper lip. I know that.
What would you say to that texter, Dan?
I don't know. I think it
should be troubling to ACC fans that the SEC has gotten this good.
Because they're going to fall farther and farther behind in the money race. Yep. That's the problem. That's the problem the ACC has. And, I know that when they signed that deal, that football deal, it looked like a big deal. But it quickly became a tiny deal. And here's what, if you're a U of L fan, here's what you have to worry about. And that is if they ever start making the payments, based on on your accomplishments. Now maybe Bron gets U of L up and they're the best football team in the ACC.
Sure.
Maybe that happens. But remember, if they start doing this on a tier basis, Clemson, Miami, they're gonna take a bigger piece of the pie. And I think that might be the only way that they keep some of these schools in the ACC. So, certainly it doesn't have the future. The ACC doesn't have the future of the Big Ten or the SEC, that's for sure, because money, that leads to facilities, that leads to coaching budgets. If my favorite team was in the ACC, I'd be concerned about that.
Texter points out, 437-968 is a good text. The Big East looks pretty good without all the big conference money. Okay, but I think the key catalyst, though, for that group is that basketball is king.
And you've no question.
And you've got alum bases that are – I talked about Marquette, and I've talked about it in the past, and – was texting with someone yesterday about this. Man, they've got an underrated fan base in Milwaukee. They put 16-17 in the Fiserv for college basketball games, and so there's conference money, and then there's that other residual money. What I will say to that is, if you had to pick right now, who's more likely to win the tournament, an SEC team or a Big East team? I think the answer is pretty clear, and I think it's also pretty clear that a Brandon Miller is very unlikely to go play in a Big East team.
No question.
I think
I saw Slick Rick met with the St. John's people yesterday, and that two of the things he wanted to find out was, their commitment to, number one, the facilities,
right.
because St. John's isn't Louisville or Kentucky when it comes to basketball facilities, and number two, it was the NIL.
Yep.
Did they have any big hitters that can step up and get NIL deals for these kids? And so that's basically what it comes down to. I mean, I would think that Kentucky has one of the top 10 practice facilities in the country.
Right.
And I don't know why I say that, other than I've seen Kentucky's, and I can't believe that there are more than nine other schools that have something that nice, and Cal's saying, no, we need a new practice facility. And so that's how it's going to be.
It's cost of doing business,
that's how,
man,
you're going to be successful from now on.
It's a cost of doing business. Mark Ennis, host of The Drive, listening, and he said they had Wes Durham on last year, who's an ACC Network guy. And he said he was much more concerned about the future of ACC basketball than football. That's interesting. But it is very hard when you have the sea change type turnover. The Big Ten went through it too. I mean, once Bob Knight was gone, a lot of the Indiana's cachet went way down. When Katie left Purdue, he never had great tournament success, but he had a bunch of really good teams. He had an over 500 record straight up against Bob Knight, for example. And so Heathcote was in at Michigan State for a long time, really successful, and they got really lucky at Michigan State that Izzo is Izzo, right? I mean, that they went to the assistant, and it could have been, who knows? It could have been, we've seen that promotion a lot and have it not work out. And so, a lot of these leagues go through this as well. And what I would say to the texter too is, I mean, North Carolina's going to spend money on basketball. Louisville's going to spend money on basketball. Those kinds of schools are going to care about basketball to the point that they're going to make sure that whatever the gap is, that they're trying to fill it in as best they can. So, texter, new drinking game. Every time Drew Timmy hook and holds his defender and fools the referee, you take a drink. Wow. It'd be a bunch of dead people in this country. Is St. John's an Adidas school? I actually think they're a Nike school, sir, texting in. That's an important question because Iona is an Adidas school. And, of course, Rick all connected up with Adidas.
That's right.
I think he'll be fine.
And he's going to need that $100,000 from Adidas if he's going to build this roster.
You know anything about that, Dan?
Oh, no. He was exonerated.
Look, he takes full responsibility for other people doing bad things. There you go. Bunch of good texts coming in. Appreciate people. 437-968 on the UPS Jobs text line. I do want to thank our friends at Melt 502 for Murph and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Lunch specials throughout the week. They do have Fish Fry Fridays. Lenten specials, so stop by and try Melt's 502 Fried Fish Dinner with two sides every Friday, located in the heart of Fern Creek, right behind what, Dan?
Moby Dick!
6318 Bardstown Road. They're still renovating out there, apparently. Apologize to the Melt
502. What construction company are they using? They've been renovating for about 6 months now.
You see, I always print off the previous one because we're on so early.
What?
What?
Yeah, like I post, like I print out the previous read because of how early we go on.
Yeah. Do you think the renovation's over?
It may be.
Oh.
I don't know.
Melt 502 is still open. Still open. Hey, over there, it's open.
Somebody drive by Moby Dick and see if the construction is over for Melt.
Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 9. Order online, melt502.com. Very, very unique restaurant, Dan. I encourage people to go check that out. Get the Patty LaBelle. It's a patty melt, but their own like take on it. It's like a grilled cheese patty melt. Very good. All right. Jim Larrañaga, by the way, top 25 all-time in wins in NCAA history. So, but he's an older guy.
He's one of the few guys that have to get interviewed before or during a timeout that actually seems like he enjoys it.
Mm.
The other guys are headed back to the huddle halfway through their answer, but he actually sounds like he enjoys being interviewed.
Is that like a retirement home reference? Like someone's talking to him?
Yeah.
He's just excited to have visitors?
Exactly.
Izzo hugged the woman after the game yesterday. I felt bad for him. He was just so excited to get out of the freaking... I have to say, with all sincerity, I mean, with what happened in February up there, I'm sure they're... Frankly, he's carrying a weird burden of trying to provide some kind of, you know, relief and distraction and whatever else to people. And so... I hope they're not carrying that, but I'm sure it's got to be on their minds for sure. So, all right. What else have we not gone through? I think we went through everything, Dan. How about that?
Yeah. So,
anything else you want to hear from Cal? Oh, you know what? Let's hear Cal 5, because he talks to the fans. You know, if anybody connects with the fans, it's John Calipari. We'll go ahead and get Cal 5 here. Thumbs.
I have empathy. You know, I understand what this program's about. And I think, again, that's what makes it what it is. And that's why I tell players this isn't for everybody, because the expectations are so high. And the same with coaching. It's not for everybody. This thing is there's a high expectation level, and it is Kentucky. You put that on, the other team's going to play out of their minds, and they're going to play like they have nothing to lose. And that means you got to play that way. So, yeah, I understand it. But, you know, my concern of these kids, and I tried to keep what you're saying off of them. Obviously, with a couple, maybe I didn't do as good a job as I thought I did. I wanted them to just play, have fun, enjoy the experience, you know, make the plays you make, take what they give you.
There's one part.
If that wasn't a word salad, I don't know what is.
The one part of that I think is just obviously not true now is that it's not people's Super Bowl anymore, man. And that's the worrying part of the last 3 years. Kansas State wasn't excited to win that game because they beat Kentucky. They just want to go to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They want to go play in the
Garden. They had better dudes.
And the coach just comes out and says, we have a great tradition at Kansas State and we have better dudes.
Has Kansas State ever won a national championship?
I don't think so.
Has Kansas State ever won a Big 12 championship?
Kansas State basketball year by year. All right, here we go. Still using my kid's little tiny computer here, so it's a little slower. I apologize. All right, Kansas State. What are their major accomplishments? All right. They went to the tournament. 1, 2, 3... So they won a regional tournament. Oh, that's this year, sorry. So in the last, since 2004, they've been at the tournament 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
So that surprises me.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I think people look back at Bruce Weber and just assume it was all bad. Remember Frank Martin went on a good run there too?
Yeah.
second round, regional final, third round, second round, second round. So they're getting out of the first game at least, too. Before that, I do not see a national title. They made the Final Four in 1948. They got to the final game in 1951. And by the way, you're not allowed
to
laugh.
He's talking about the old dudes not walking through the door.
I was going to say, you can't have both here, though, Dan. Because we talk about not raising Final Four banners because of titles back in that era. And then, let's see, regional final. I mean, they made the tournament a ton of times. I mean, an absolute tournament. So let's see what it is. They've been 32 years they've been in the NCAA tournament. They've made four Final Fours. That's pretty good. For Manhattan, Kansas, man, that's pretty good.
Mm.
No?
I don't see any national champions. I don't see any huge legacy there that they have.
Well, that's how they feel about Kentucky, though, man.
Yeah. Good for him. Now I'm hoping Izzo beats him by 20, and I started the show thinking he was a nice guy, and I was happy for him.
Get out of here, Jerome Tang.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had no idea we were going to become the anti-Jerome Tang show, but here we are. Kentucky beat Kansas State for the 1951 title, coming down the text line. There you go. Little revenge for the Kansas State Wildcats yesterday. Avenging that 51 game. In your face, Adolph Wright.
Oh, man.
Would you take, if Marcus Noel got an extra year, would you take him at Kentucky next year?
Absolutely, I would. Are you kidding me?
That's a killer, man. All
right, kid's better. That kid's better than any point guard we've had since Fox.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. All right, so let's go through it. I mean, we're at the point. We've got to talk next year. We've got a couple minutes here. Chris Livingston, would you take him back? Or do you expect him back?
Yes.
Do you expect him back?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio Reeves.
No.
Do you expect him back?
No.
C.J. Frederick?
No. He and Blair need to get married and hang their degrees on the wall and forget about basketball.
Damian Collins?
Excuse me, Louie.
No, you're fine.
No.
Okay.
No.
Avery, are you ready for the easiest no of Dan's life?
Yes.
Okay, if he can speak again.
Yeah.
Lance Ware. Poor Lance Ware, man. Oh, man.
No, you know, he's...
Would you have Ben Roberts back to cover the team?
No. No. No, I'm just teasing. I mean, Lance is a good guy. He's up cheering. You see him standing up, trying to direct. I mean, he's more involved in the assistant coaching than the assistant coaches are, for crying out loud. And he's a nice guy. He just can't play basketball. And when you have him on the floor, except for a dunk, if he catches the ball outside of 4 feet, he doesn't even look at the goal. And Fredericks was doing the same thing yesterday. I mean, unless he walked into a wide-open three-pointer, he didn't even look at the basket. You can't have guys like that on the floor.
All right, Adu Thierro.
I guess. I mean, you got to have somebody on scholarship.
Onyenso.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Onyenso, I think, is yes, but just because of his size, right? And you just got to figure out what you got there. So, all right. Well. Time for hope season, Dan.
Yeah. Well, if Louisville can get excited about somebody that's reclassifying, I guess we can get excited about the recruiting class that we have coming in.
No, that's what silly season's for. It's good.
Yeah.
By the way, I think all the texters today, we had a bunch of good texts today. Really, really contributed to the show. Appreciate everybody hanging out. What's up? Where's what?
Where's Warren Central?
I
saw that they won that. Where?
Indianapolis?
No. I guess I'm saying it wrong. The team that won the state
Oh, Warren State? Central and Kentucky is in Bowling Green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Warren County, right? Yeah. And they beat, was that, that was a matchup of last year's finals, wasn't it? Warren Central and Clark?
That sounds right, yes.
In Winchester?
And they, it's the opposite of what happened last year.
Yeah.
They flipped the switch, yeah.
Yeah, because Clark won it last year then, and I know they're in Winchester, so. But
that, you know, Dan, if all the guys in this county didn't leave and go to all them prep schools, we'd actually have one of them titles here.
Hey, that's the way it is, my friend. That's the way it is. Well, so the game start again on Thursday, is that right?
Back at it on Thursday, man.
Good. Okay. Yeah.
Have all right,
Avery, do you have a good True Crime Tuesday lined up?
I will be figuring it out.
Oh, okay.
All she right. spent a you whole see, weekend doing nothing. So.
Yeah, you see, I had a very eventful, relaxing weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Coming down on the text line, if K-State wins and Tennessee wins, can I get a go big orange out of Dan?
Nope. Yep.
They're going to the Final Four.
They're
just going to spite the show. They're going to beat Michigan State.
We're not talking. Well, we have to talk about that bracket because Michigan State is in it. But we'll talk about some other brackets.
Okay, sounds good. Oh man! All right, Daniel. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, this has been Issel and Louie, ESPN 680 105.7. We really do appreciate you listening in. We appreciate all of the texts. It's nice to know that somebody is actually out there listening. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10 a.m., and we hope that you are too. Have a great day, everybody.
College is a program that helps students pay for tuition,
and I didn't believe it.
You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.